July 31st, 2023. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting.
Do we know if the internet's working? Are we out?
So I do not know that we're broadcasting. I don't have a device to check that. So we'll.
Do what?
I just spoke with Sean and it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
Okay.
It's recording.
I was going to make a comment, but there's.
Well, I haven't got past commission remarks, so you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You do as you wish. So in our commission remarks, I do have, we do have an opening on our sewer board. And then next week, we will need to do an appointment for the airport board. We have one spot coming open on that. So once again, our airport board, we will have a spot that we will need to appoint for that as well. Any other commission remarks?
I just wanted to mention that a week from tomorrow there is a election, and there's, if you live in the county, not in the city, there's one issue on the ballot, and that issue is, shall Taney County, Missouri impose a countywide sales tax of 3% on all tangible personal property retail sales for adult use marijuana sold in Taney County? That is on the ballot August the 8th, and it'll be the only issue if you're out in the county that you'll see on the ballot. And it's a 3% sales tax for retail sales of adult use marijuana.
And it is not a personal property tax.
Not personal property. It's a sales tax. And if you don't purchase, you don't pay.
Right.
I will add, just educational, if we go to the grocery store and buy a bottle of aspirin, you'll pay 8.6% sales tax.
Any other commission remarks?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Moving down the agenda, we'll start with approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472536 through 472592. No warrants, no journal entries or transfers.
I have a motion. I'll second it. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sorry, we won't move through the agenda just real fast this morning, hoping the internet might pick up. So,
well, he told me not to throw these away.
So let's see, Commissioner Williams actually sent a text, so do you mind if we try calling him in? Maybe his phone server started working now. Let's try real quick. We'll go ahead and do approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second. Any further discussion? Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Hey, how are you? Sorry, I think there's something wrong with the cell phone lines. A second ago we tried earlier, and it just said all circuits were busy, so hopefully everything works out. So we did go ahead and do approval of accounts payable and payroll, so if that's okay with you to join in at this point. All right.
Thank you.
You bet. And then for the record on the line, we do have Commissioner Williams via phone in. So we will move on down to our next order of business. We have approval of previous meeting minutes.
I didn't see anything. Did you see anything?
I didn't see anything in the minutes either. That
we have regular minutes for July 24, 2000, and July 27, 2023. I move to approve those.
Okay. Have motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have executive meetings of July 24th, phone-in meeting. July 24, 2023, I move to approve it. I stand corrected on that. That was not the phone-in. I move to approve the executive minutes for July
24, 2023. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the appointments to the library board. Currently, the two seats that we have open are for Ms. Ann McGregor and Mr. Jeff Gerken. Those terms will be for a four-year term. They will start July 1st, 2023 is when they were proposed, through June 30th of 2027. They have submitted an application to wish to further their service on that board. We also did have one other applicant come in expressing how they would like to serve. Actually, two, I'm sorry, come in that were wishing to serve on the board. Any discussion on that? Or I guess we can get a motion on the first one, and then we can go discussion if need be.
Motion on the first one. What did you?
Well, we have two different appointments there to make, so if you want to do them together or as one, whichever, however you wish to do that.
I'm fine with just doing them together.
Doing them together?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to either appoint a new or reappoint the existing board members that we have on there, since they are in the middle of a project. That's not the only reason, but I attended a meeting and I felt that those two board members are doing a very consistent and good job at what they're doing at this time.
And that was
Ms. Ann McGregor.
I didn't have those two here.
Oh, I'm
that
sorry.
Ann McGregor.
Ann McGregor and Jeff Gerken.
I move to appoint Ann McGregor and Jeff
Gerken.
To stay on the Taney County Sub-District Library Board through June 30th, 2027, 4 years.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have bid recommendation for our de-icing materials. In front of us, we have legal and purchasing Ms. Nikki Lawrence and Mr. Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator. Good morning. How are you all?
Good.
Good. If you would like to give us an overview of the bid opening on this? For the bid recommendation.
We're here in reference to RFP 202306.
Can you hear her, Brandon?
532.
Commissioner Williams, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that microphone wouldn't pick it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no, you're fine. For de-icing materials, we received three bids. First one from Hutchinson Salt Company out of Baxter Springs, Kansas. Total price per ton, $78.25. For the price on the snow slicer, included in the price per ton, $92.25. And delivery is 7 to 10 days out. Our second bidder was Compass Material, and they sent a no-bid letter, but asked to still remain on the bid list for future solicitations. The third one received was from Central Salt out of Lyons, Kansas. Total price per ton was $91.95. Snow slicer included in the price per ton came in at $116.95 with a delivery turnaround time of 5 to 7 business days. Let it be noted that Central Salt is our current vendor. We are currently paying $90.45 per ton.
Devin, have you ever had any experience with Hutchinson Salt?
Yes. They used to previously be called Bingham, and yes, they did a good job.
So based upon that, what would your recommendation be?
Hutchinson Salt for primary and Central for secondary.
Okay.
And we do have that new product on there, though. It's a liquid additive that we can put in there to enhance the melting a lot quicker.
And with that on there, if you haven't seen this yet, there's only a 30-cent difference between Hutchinson with the snow slicer incorporated in the salt compared to Central Salt's regular without the snow slicer at $91.95 to $92.25. And from what I see here, it's about a $14 add-on for the snow slicer. So,
yep.
So we're able to add that at a minimal charge to the county at $1.80 from what we're currently paying with our current vendor.
Correct.
So it would be your recommendation to go primary Hutchinson, secondary Central Salt?
Correct.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have an addendum intergovernmental dispatch agreement between Western Taney County Fire with Western Taney County Fire District. I made a note here on this. This does require three signatures of the commission and the sheriff. Sheriff was not able to be here this morning. I spoke with him on 7/28/23, and he was in approval of the dispatch agreement. And along with that, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 28th, 2023, that approves the addendum.
I noticed that the Western Fire Director is here. So,
do you have anything to add to this, Mr. Burnt?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We would like to continue to do that also.
Perfect.
I move to approve the addendum to the Intergovernmental Dispatch Agreement, Western Taney County Fire District and Taney County.
Was that a second? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the USGS Turkey Creek River Gauge discussion.